is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You too, of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Folks, if you've been with me all of the last 90 minutes, you know we this has been a show where we've really touched on some heavy topics, but they're so necessary to understand where we are as a nation today, the challenges that our country faces, and none of them are too big for our God. That's what we have to remember, and why I push so hard to remind us that we've got to get back to our Christian foundation as a nation and our Christian biblical principles. I'm really pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the founder and president of the American Civil Rights Institute, which is a national not-for-profit organization aimed at educating the public about the need to move beyond race and gender and to really address that we are all created equal, and giving preference to any particular group outside of that is detrimental to the freedoms and the liberties of our country and of our nation. And I want to welcome Ward Connerly to the program. Ward, welcome. Good to have you back, sir.
Pastor Greg, it's always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Thank you. You know, so many of these, you know, issues that you guys started this organization in 1996, by the way. So folks, you know, long before a lot of people were, you know, getting on the bandwagon, so to speak, your organization was talking about how we needed to stop perpetrating racial divide and now gender divide and start working on unifying our nation. 26 years this has been your passion, that you have been fighting this fight. highlights and lowlights. Can you enlighten us a little bit?
Well, in 1993, a very dear friend of mine, who happened to be the governor of California, Pete Wilson, appointed me to serve what I call affectionately a 12-year sentence on the Board of Regents of the University of California. And I began to see there, Pastor Greg, that we were on a course that was not going to end well for the country if we didn't get off that course with regard to race. My own perspective and that perspective influenced the creation of the American Civil Rights Institute was shaped by the fact that I was born in an era of racial segregation. In Leesville, Louisiana, 1939, segregation was the path that was ordained for colored people, of which I are one. Mm-hmm. And the country was wrestling with the question of where to go in 1965. 63, 64, 65, and the question that members of Congress were asking themselves was, what are we going to do about the Negro? That was the question to which the response was, of course we integrate. So the Civil Rights Act of 64 was passed. That's a highlight of my life because it changed the paradigm from separation, segregation imposed by the government to one in which we live, as I believe the good Lord intended, as one human family, not divided by the color of our skin or attributes such as that. The future that was being revealed to me as a regent of a very large institution was that we had gone from segregation briefly to integration and then immediately into diversity. And at that time, I believe, and I still do, that when you judge people according to skin color, and when you proclaim your allegiance to diversity, you are in fact giving special attention to the very thing that we said we wanted to ignore. When Dr. King talked about not judging people by the color of skin, but by the content of character, he was saying what I think the good Lord intended, which is judge people not on the basis of these physical attributes, but on the basis of what they do in our society. Mm-hmm. And diversity, Pastor Greg, in my humble opinion at that time, and as I say now, was taking us in the exact opposite. To a place now where we proclaim that Black Lives Matter, and they do, but all Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. And we are emphasizing blackness more than we are emphasizing individuality and giving equal worth to people who are, quote, black. And that's the danger that I saw then, and I see it now more than ever. And we have to confront it. We have to be willing to honestly address where we are now, and we are in a mess, and how we get out of this mess. And that leads me to my highlight. And my highlight now is that I want to save my state of California. We are leading the way to disaster. And I played a role in convincing my friend Larry Elder to run for governor because I think he holds the potential to help us alter course, bring back values, solid values, put up some barriers along the way for people to stay within the white lines that we as a society have determined to be necessary for a good life. And that would help us get back on course, restore normalcy. Don't shut us down and say we can't go to church, we can't engage in commerce, we can't take any risk. We wouldn't have a country if we were guided by fear rather than conquering fear. And this is a critical moment in time, and it is something that I just, my sense of optimism tells me we're going to solve it. We're going to be all right. But it's going to be a huge challenge.
It seems as though, when I was just visiting with Joe Collins, we got into the break, and I said, well, I wish that we could have, solved everything that there was to solve in the last 14 minutes. But he made a very astute observation. He said, yeah, but you know those people that that are, only bad weather prayers, right? They only pray to God when things are going bad, and then once things return to better, they ignore him again. I think part of what we're going through, obviously we brought it on ourselves, right? I mean, by our yeah. own actions, by our own decisions, by abdicating many of our responsibilities. We point our finger at politicians and government, and we try to lay a lot of the blame upon them, and there's a lot of blame to go there. But in reality, unlike any other government in the world, ours was paving the way by saying, no, they are simply a reflection of who we the people are supposed to be. And somewhere in there, we lost that, Ward.
We did. But sometimes blessings come in the form of major challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most significant challenges of our time is right now with this critical race theory nonsense, because it is provoking within the American spirit a natural response of we disagree, and we strongly disagree, and it is causing the American people to awaken from their slumber and to become engaged and to reclaim that which has been good about the country and to reassert those values. It gives me great heart and comfort when I go on Twitter and Facebook and I see people who are house mothers and house fathers, and they hold no official position other than the most important one of all, which is citizen. But they're speaking up and saying, we reject the notion that our kids are inherently racist because their skin is white.
Mm-hmm.
We reject that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're speaking up, Pastor Greg, and they're more engaged now than I have seen them in decades.
I think that, again, and I go back to something that I said as we were opening up our segment, I think that one of the things, and folks, I don't know if you've seen the movie Woodlawn. Have you seen the movie Woodlawn, Ward?
No, I haven't.
It's in part the Tony Nathan story, but it's the story of Tony Nathan and Jeff Rutledge and Birmingham, Alabama, which at one time, as many historians know, was known as Bombingham because of all the bombs and all the racial strife that went on there. And there was an encounter with Jesus Christ that the student body at Woodlawn High School had. True story. And it changed that student body. It changed that football team. And in fact, it led to two bitter rival high schools turning into football camp and having their camp, their senior year, together because both coaches got saved. Because the faculty got saved. Because God got into the mix.
Wow.
Ward, that's what's missing in America.
It is. There is no sense of right and wrong present in most of our daily conduct. I was watching a video the other day of a man standing at an ATM machine. And after he had finished his transaction, he turned around and walked about 6 feet back to someone standing there and just hauled off and clobbered the guy. No provocation that I could see. Nothing that said to him in the back of his mind, don't do this. Obviously, he had planned it. But our knower, what I call our knower, telling him, that little voice in the back of our head that says, don't do this or do this.
Yeah.
It wasn't there. We've lost our knower. There are things that we know to be right and things which we know to be wrong. And that little voice guides us, and it's gone.
Well, we stopped listening to it.
It's
still crying out, but we stopped listening to it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. More. Ward Connerly is with us here on Chosen Generation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products. But they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Oh, man. Folks, this has just been a heavy day. This has just been a very... very heavy day. Spiritually, I feel like it's been a heavy day because the enemy does not want us declaring the true power and authority of the name of Jesus Christ over this country. And the devil is scared of that truth. Scared. And rightly so, because he loses. And when we believers start declaring the name of Jesus Christ in faith, in the name of Jesus Christ, Ward, I don't know if you care to, but you and I have prayed a couple of times when you were under attack. And it's been the name of Jesus Christ that's turned things around. Am I bearing false witness or am I telling the truth?
You're telling the truth, my friend. We're seeing that now in California. I began to see it when I went off the trodden path and said that classifying God's creatures into these, quote, racial groups is wrong,
yeah,
fundamentally. And then complicating that even further by distributing benefits on the basis of the classifications that we have given only makes that wrongness worse. And when I did that, every name imaginable was hurled at me. But thank the good Lord, I had the strength to resist that. And since then, I have concluded that the problem lies with us, the American people. You know, I moved from California to the state of Idaho in 2017. And I did so because I saw that as the place where liberty would reign. And I was not wrong, although some people said, it's a very white state. I thought they were talking about snow. And I went there nonetheless, and I don't like snow. But I went there, and it's really, the place is indifferent to the color of skin, but they love liberty. And I then moved back to California in 2020. To defend something that I had succeeded in putting into our Constitution, and that's the promise of true equal greatness. And what I saw was a state of about 40 million people. It's estimated that only 30 million of us are legal, but 40 million people that is basically libertarian, small L, in our thinking. But roughly 500 people are making decisions for it and create this false narrative that we're a bunch of wild-eyed progressives. We're not. And we have to change that.
Amen. Amen. Larry, the number 4 governor, check that out. Ward, thank you. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.